A Woman's View with Amanda Dixon. A look at the news here at home and around the world, all from the perspective of women. Now, Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Welcome to A Woman's View here on KSL News Radio. Oh, what a treat this week. Kelly Pierce is with me, Digital Media Associate with the R Street Institute. How are you, Kelly?
Doing great. Hope you're doing well, Amanda.
I am. It's good to see you. Trish Hatch is with me, the coordinator of the CASA program, court-appointed special advocate, the volunteers who work with Guardian Ad Litem. Trish, it's so good to see you.
Nice to see you too, Amanda.
And also joining us this week, Kristen Sokol is here, professional relationship and dating coach at KristenSokol.com. It's good to see you, Kristen.
Oh, I'm always happy to be with you ladies.
We have some interesting topics this week, and I want to start with, I just thought this was, when you hear the phrase, the American dream, are you living the American dream? I paused this week to look at it differently because of an article in the Deseret News that talked about how that is a different phrase depending on your generation. That phrase means something different. I'm a baby boomer, so that phrase means one thing to me, a very different thing for Gen X or millennials or Gen Z because of what they've grown up with, what they hope to accomplish, what is realistic to accomplish. I mean, my first house cost $53,000. Mm-hmm. That's just, and you can't buy a truck for that now. So I understand the American dream might not be as connected to property as it was in my day. But Kelly, when you think about this, what do you think?
Well, I think very much that people are very family oriented. That's what it kind of says to me, because owning property, things like that, those building blocks to build a family often are tied in with the ownership of property. So people feel like they're behind on all their personal goals when it's something that's super important is out of reach. And so that's what I really got from it. And I also thought about how privileged my husband and I are. I mean, we bought our house right before the market here in Utah really took off. And I don't know that we would necessarily be able to afford it today. So I can completely empathize with where Gen Z is.
I am sure, Trish, that I would not be able to afford the house I live in because it's worth, I think, three times what I paid. It's just obscene. When I first learned that, I started laughing. I didn't think it was possible. But how do you think people see the American dream differently?
I'm with you. I'm a baby boomer as well. So I look at what my kids are going through who are, 40 and under, and I look at their challenges and buying a home and raising a family, taking them to a movie is $100 cost. I like to think that we got in on the cusp of really the last of what I would consider being able to build that American dream, because now things are just so expensive. Things have changed, but desires have also changed. I don't think a lot of people who live in the city even want a car. To me, it's sad, but to them, this is what it is. So let's make the best of it.
Yes, because when we think of the fundamental American values, it's freedom and family. And that can be expressed, Kristen, in any number of ways. What do you think about the American dream by generation?
Yeah, it really seems to have shifted. It really isn't about property. It's more like, living big and living rich when it comes to experiences. But it's about freedom, right? It's about the ability to work when you want and where you want. And, we still want to have the money, right? Because we want to experience the flavors and the locations, the zest that life has to offer. It seems like that really is more what the dream is shifting towards, doing those big, rich experiences and having photos to share, right? That is the ultimate.
You right. Just shared some awesome photos. Where you just got back from a trip, Kristen, didn't you?
Yeah, so my daughter's a senior in high school. This is like our last big thrill as a family. We went to Europe. We did London and Prague, and then we ended up in Amsterdam. And on Easter morning, we rode bikes through the flower production fields, and the Easter church bells were ringing. And it was just like a big, rich sensory overload. And we have the pictures to prove it.
You know, Kelly, I think she's onto something. She talks about how maybe the American dream is more about experiences. Now, what do you think?
Absolutely. I'm a millennial, and I definitely see that in my generation. I definitely see that in Gen Z. And I don't think that's wrong. You know, whatever values you have for your life, it's fine to express them in that way. What I do see, though, is also people, especially Gen Z, and I don't want to pick on them in particular because they are so young. You know, you have to remember that, you know, you were once young and sometimes dumb, right? And not understanding that maybe when you're starting out, there's going to be trade-offs, right? Or you're going to have to do things that are not living large. You're not going to live large right away. And so I have seen people be so angry that the job that they have, the entry-level job that they have, doesn't allow them to have this really huge apartment. And you go, okay, you know, this isn't an indictment of the American dream. That's just most people's experiences, because I know that was certainly mine. That was my friends' experiences. And it seems like nobody told them, like, hey, there might be some trade-offs, especially early. But if you have those trade-offs, you can build to what you really want later on.
You know, one of the things about that reminds me of something that one of my guests said last week on A Woman's View, when she said, so many of the influencers of Gen Z are people their own age. You know, if we talk to them, we'd tell them, yeah, save your money. And maybe in 20 years, you'll be able to afford that. But not now. We'd start laughing. But the people their own age on TikTok are showing them, you know, driving BMWs and living. And that's just not real.
No, it's not. And it's a real for a very small sliver of the population. My husband works in the airline industry. He sees a lot of the travel stuff. He sees a lot of the deals that people, marketers are able to get for the influencers. You know, some people are more talented at marketing than others, right? Everything is marketing nowadays. So people see people their own age living large and they think, well, why wasn't I able to do that? Previous generations were able to do that. Well, actually, for most people, we had to have trade-offs. We had to have roommates. We had to, you know, take the entry-level job. We had to have an internship to build the lifestyle and career and eventually own the house that we have now. Now, the housing market is very tough. I'm going to give that to them. The cost of college is just astronomical. You know, there are some things that are pulling them down legitimately, but there also needs to kind of be a message from their circle, like, hey, what you see online is not true. What previous generations struggled as well.
We'll take a quick break and be back. This is A Woman's View on KSL News Radio.